Jim White joins us now to talk some Titans football at Jay Wyatt Sports. TennesseeTitans.com is where you will find his content. Jimmy, what's up? How are you?
Not too much. Hope you guys are doing great.
We are, and let's start with this. The Titans have activated, I saw on your Twitter feed, Titans safety Kevin Byard activated off the COVID reserve list. That is certainly good news.
Yeah, I mean, things certainly starting to trend in the right direction. You get Byard off the COVID list. Logan Woodside went off early in the week. You got Julio Jones going to be back at practice. Rayson McMath back at practice. Dan Cruikshank back at practice. You know, some other guys will continue to be monitored. And there were a lot of guys that missed the game, in New England that are not on IR. Guys like Rashawn Evans and David Long and Jeremy McNichols and Tier Tart. I mean, a bunch of those type guys also should be working their way back to better health, hopefully. So it's an improving team from a health standpoint, and now you just gotta try to keep it going. It's been a rough year for injuries, and you kind of hope the bad luck runs out.
Well, before we kind of hit on Jags and this week, I know Derrick Henry was named the Titans nominee for Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Just kind of hit us a little bit on what he's done there and then also about what we know about his rehab and where he is.
Yeah, and it's certainly the honor, the Walter Payton Man of the Year honor, heck of an award. Each one player from each team is recognized, and the Titans have had some great, they've got some great candidates in the locker room aside from Derrick Henry. So for him to win that award kind of speaks to what he's done. I mean, and the thing about Derrick is he does so much stuff kind of behind the scenes. I'm sure you guys remembered back in March where he gave $10,000 from his foundation to Jeremy Taylor, a firefighter from Nashville, or just outside Nashville, who's a season ticket holder. He kind of saw that news story. He lost his home in a fire. He wanted to give back there. He has hosted back-to-school events, both in Yulee, done some things here, worked with the Boys and Girls Club in Middle Tennessee, been very generous with his donations in all kinds of different areas, both in the city, back home in Florida, across the country. And again, Derek's one of these guys who sometimes I'll hear about an event that he has, a day after or a couple of weeks after, because he just doesn't like to bring a lot of attention to himself. So very well-deserved honor for him. And now he's among, 32 other Walter Payton Man of the Year award winners from each team, and the winner will be announced at the Super Bowl. Now, as far as his recovery, and that's obviously become one of the most popular questions, and reality is, he's still in this recovery stage where, from time to time he's waiting on x-ray results and waiting on other test results just to see how things are improving. He's not at a point where he's going to start running or anything like that now. Will he be able to come back, in the middle of January? I think that kind of remains to be seen. And I think right now, Derek doesn't know it, Mike Vrabel doesn't know the answer to that. His doctors don't know it. It's just going to take some more patience just to see how his recovery goes. I think he certainly wants to, and they want him to be back. But, we're still relatively early in this process and just going to have to wait a little bit longer before we get some answers.
What's interesting about that situation is with the Super Bowl being pushed back, that actually helps the Titans in this situation because you have an extra week.
Yeah, and the bye week would be huge. Because that would be another week where you don't have to feel like you've got to rush him back. And, they'll be smart about it. The last thing you want to do is bring a guy like that back and jeopardize his career. So, I know we've talked about this before. This is a very common injury, and I have seen some guys come back from it without having a lot of issues. I've also seen cases where guys have had that surgery, had to have a follow-up surgery, had to take more time off of it, and you just don't know. Everybody's different, and every injury's different. So we're still kind of in the wait-and-see process.
Jim Wyatt with us at Jay Wyatt Sports on Twitter. So, how realistic is the possibility, do you think, that we have Julio Jones and Golden Tate out there on the football field this week?
I think there's a chance. I'll be curious to see, you know, just how much Tate is incorporated, and Julio, for that matter. I mean, tomorrow will be really his first practice back in, right in a month. And, they have been careful with him throughout this process, after getting some significant time off of it. I'll be curious to see just what his ramp-up period looks like. Tate, he didn't do a lot during the build up to the Patriots game. He was still learning the playbook. He's still trying to get in shape. I know Mike Vrabel mentioned that again yesterday. That's one of the main things they're working with him, is his conditioning. So they brought him in here to help him down the stretch. And now it's just a matter of him getting himself in a position where they feel like he can help them. So I hate to put odds on it without seeing a practice yet. But I think in time, that's obviously something they want to have happen. But in time, you hope to get A.J. Brown back too, and then if you get A.J. back and you get Julio back, and then you've got Chester Rogers, who's still in the mix, and you got your top three, and then you're incorporating Golden Tate in there. You just need to avoid more injuries.
Good stuff, Jimmy. Appreciate you, man. Have a great week. We look forward to the game coming up this weekend.
Okay, sounds good. Yep.
All right,
thank you.
At Jay Wyatt Sports, there you go.